guys, welcome to the first episode of the Law Firm Hypergrowth Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be discussing how to target your ideal law clients using Facebook ads. Now, a lot of the times when I bring up Facebook ads to attorneys, they tell me that they've tried them before and haven't had much success with them. And at face value, it makes sense because say you're a personal injury attorney. Your ideal client is, you know, anyone with a driver's license. So it really does seem hard to narrow down your target audience. And that's exactly what we're going to be talking about in today's podcast. So don't worry, it doesn't matter if you're not a personal injury attorney. We're going to be covering just about every practice area here. And even if I don't cover your practice area, these principles are literally going to apply across the board. So let me get into the first example here. Say you're an immigration attorney and you're trying to target Indian individuals who want a visa. What you would do is you'd do some research on who the top celebrities in India are, the types of celebrities that only people native to India would actually be fans of. For example, you know, if we were doing the United States, you wouldn't have Tom Brady as an interest because he's pretty popular, you know, worldwide. So what you would do is like a B-list actor in the United States. So then once you have a pretty decent list of, you know, maybe four or five top celebrities in India, you create a Facebook audience of people who are interested in at least one of those celebrities. And if you show your ads to that group of people, chances are you're going to be able to target a lot of Indian people, and a good amount of which may be interested in your services. So that's a really nice and easy way to narrow it down for immigration, because you can't exactly go into Facebook and say, you know, target Indian people, right? They don't let you do that. So moving on to our next example here is, you know, criminal defense. One of my favorite parts about doing Facebook ads for criminal defense attorneys is the fact that you can actually target people who have recently been at a local jail. So what you'd do is you'd look up all the addresses of, you know, the jails in the area that you practice. And you plug those addresses into Facebook, and you plug them into an audience, and, you know, set the range down to within a 1 mile radius, which is the lowest you can go, and have three or four local jails in that audience, and then make a high value video. So if you're specifically looking for DUI clients, your high value video could be a video about how to make sure you don't lose your license if you're convicted of DUI. So you'd show that video to that audience of people who have been at the local jail, and then you make another audience of people who have seen 25% or more of that high value video, and then you can basically pitch your legal services directly to them, because chances are if they're watching a good amount of that video, which if it's a 5 minute video, 25% is a minute 15, which online is pretty much an eternity. So if they watch 25% of a 5 minute video on not losing your license if you're convicted of DUI, and they have recently been at the local jail, chances are they need your services, which is why pitching to that audience is so effective. So our next two examples here are actually going to be really similar to the criminal defense example. If you're an estate planning attorney, you do the same exact thing as with the local jails, but with local funeral homes. And again, the high value video strategy is really effective. An example of that might be like, how to pay for a funeral without breaking the bank. And even though that topic isn't directly related to your legal services, you know, it's something that people who have recently had a death in the family would definitely be interested in. And it basically would build up that audience to see, you know, who is in need of your services, because you're not really going to watch that unless you've had a death in the family, right? So our next example here, personal injury. Same thing as the previous, plug in all the addresses of local hospitals into a Facebook audience and make a high value video. Some examples of high value videos that have been effective for the attorneys I've worked with are how the insurance companies try to screw you after an accident, or, you know, five things that are crucial that you do following an auto accident. Things like that that basically grab the attention of only people who have been in a car crash. So Something that's important to keep in mind about these high-value videos is you don't really want to sound too salesy in them, and you also don't want to use complex legal terms. Basically, make the video seem like they're as if you're talking to a friend. A great way to do that is by telling stories. Even if the story isn't yours, or even if it's a completely made-up story, as long as it's a feasible story that accurately depicts something that could happen if you don't follow, you know, a certain set of advice, it's going to be a really good way to get your message out there. An example of that could be, you know, a video on what happened to the guy who didn't do these things following his car crash and how the insurance company screwed him. Now, the past three examples here have had us taking an address of a physical location, a few addresses, and plugging them into a Facebook audience. So if you're sitting here listening and you're a family law attorney, for example, you might be thinking that this isn't going to work for you, right? Because there's not really any physical addresses that you could plug into an audience to look for your ideal customers. Which absolutely is true. But the thing to keep in mind here is the reason that this is so effective is not because of the targeting you start out with. The reason it's so effective is because the high value videos serve as a lead magnet to find out who's interested and who isn't. And one of the best parts about the strategy is you can take your final audience there, and once that data accumulates over time, you can actually make something called a lookalike audience. And what that is it's basically telling Facebook, look at all these people in this audience and go out and find me people that are very, very similar to those people, right? And no one really knows how Facebook does it, but they do. And they go out and find very similar people that you wouldn't have otherwise reached. So that's what I really love about Facebook here. Now, moving on to our final example here, just to give you an idea of what targeting would be if you're, say, a patent prep attorney, an intellectual property attorney. You could start off targeting people who are interested in some entrepreneur influencers like Gary Vaynerchuk, Tony Robbins, and so on. And you'd also want to target people who earn a certain annual income bracket, because if you're making, you know, less than $100,000 a year, chances are you're not in the position to dish out, you know, $5,000-$10,000 on a patent prep attorney. So it's important to just be creative here for the audience that you start out with. But regardless, even if it's really broad, with the high value video strategy, you're going to be able to get to your target customer no matter what. That's it for this episode. I hope it's been informative. Thank you so much for listening, and feel free to leave your feedback, positive or negative.